Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2014. Now, it's time for OAUG Radio. And here's your host, Michael Lauer.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Oracle Open World 2014. We're live here in Moscone West at San Francisco, California. Really excited to be here. We have with us, joining us, Ms. Prashanti Medireddy, the Senior Director, QA Business, e-business suite at Oracle. How are you doing?
Hi, Michael. I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good. So, Prashanti, if you could, just give us a little overview on what you do for Oracle in that big cog.
Okay. So, within Oracle, I head the EBS quality assurance team. We test the EBS applications before it goes to the customers. We ensure that the applications are delivered with good quality.
So, I know last year you guys introduced Flow Builder and Starter Pack. What's new for this year?
Okay, so we came up with Advanced Pack this year, more for the niche products and the products that stand alone, which has complex functionality. And we've also given coverage up to 90 to 100% in most of the products that we're offering. 10 product families is what we've put in the Advanced Pack this year.
Is it already out and running?
Yes, it's already out and running for 12.1.3, and 12.2.4 would be released soon in this calendar year.
All right, so it's good for 12.1 and 12.2.4.
Yes.
Okay. How are people liking it so far?
People are liking it good. We have a great response from the people from Open World about this product, and the customers and partners who are using it have been tremendously pleased with the product.
That's good. It's always nice to be at a place where they can interact face-to-face and give you some feedback, huh?
Yes, that's good.
Yeah. So how's it helping the EBS customer specifically?
So the content that we are giving for Flow Builder is given only for the EBS customers. So the Flow Builder product can be used for any Oracle application, but the content is given only to the privileged EBS customers. So when they have the content, all they have to do is plug and play the components and create the flows, assign the data, and they have the test scripts ready for execution. With EBS giving new functionality or patches on the existing application, it makes the customer's job easier to do the regression testing and ensure that post applying the patches, the application works the same way that it has been working so far.
So let's say someone's upgrading from EBS 11i to either 12.1 or 12.2, can they use it now?
Yes, this is the right time for them to use the application and the content because when they upgrade it from 11i to 12.1.3, they have a lot of testing that needs to be done. Typically, for most of the upgrade projects, 30 to 60% of the time goes in testing, and this content and the tool will help to reduce the testing effort by 60%. Within our own team, we've been using it for a few years now, and we've seen drastic reduction in the test script generation effort.
So you guys used it for a little bit before you let everyone else mess around with it, huh?
Yes, we use it, we certify, and only then we release it to the product.
So is that common for you guys to do? You guys kind of use it internally, make sure it works well, and then kind of release it to everybody else?
Yes. Even the EBS application, we first internally test it, only then we give it to the customers.
That's a really good way to kind of get some flight time in it, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned that you guys are, it's available for 12.1 and 12.2. What about 12.2.4? I mean, that's brand new.
Yeah, so 12.2.4 is coming out, and that's the advantage of going actually with this product. If you go with any other product that's available in the market, they wouldn't be able to give the content until the product is out from EBS. But for us, since we are part of EBS, while the development team is building the product for EBS 12.2.4, the QA team is building the test content to give it to the customers. So as soon as 12.2.4 is out, we would be delivering the EBS 12.2.4 content as well.
So you are ready to go with that as soon as it comes out?
Yes, we are ready to go anytime soon.
That's a big deal. I mean, when someone's upgrading to the top of the line software, you want to make sure they have full functionality.
Yes, they have full functionality, and they ensure that they're ready to go to production at the earliest.
So you guys are running 12.2.4 at the office with this already?
Yes.
That's awesome. So you already know how good it is.
Yes, we are already using it internally, and we know how good it is.
How are you liking 12.2.4? I mean, I've already heard some really great stuff about it.
It's really good. The product is good, and we've made a lot of changes to the UI in 12.2.4.
That's what I heard. I heard it's really intuitive.
Yes, it's very intuitive, and it's a cool UI, and I'm sure customers will definitely like it. And if you go to market with the 12.2.4 and start testing, the automation that you have built earlier would break because of the changes that are coming up in the UI. But with the content that I'm providing, you can just be assured that nothing breaks.
That's awesome. So apart from testing, is there any other purposes for this tool that people can look forward to?
Yeah, so this tool can also be used for training the business analysts because you have a facility to generate the test plan documents, and it could be used for the manual QA teams to give it as a source of document. And if there are products like process manufacturing or life sciences who actually go for audits, they can use these documents for their auditing purpose and keep a track of the records. So this tool really helps them to reduce the logistics of maintaining the test assets and the audit-related documentation.
So I know a really big deal this year everyone's kind of buzzing about. Isn't necessarily a new idea, but it's a new word, the cloud.
Yeah.
How is this fitting into to the cloud?
Right now, the offerings is not on cloud, but we are thinking about it. Yeah, it does make sense to put it on cloud, and we've been getting a lot of requests from the customers visiting our desk whether it would be offered on cloud. We'll think about it and come with some roadmap.
It's a good fit. Maybe test it internally a little bit, of course, right?
Yeah. We won't release anything without testing it internally.
Sure.
That can be assured.
So we're here at day two at Oracle Open World. How are you liking it so far?
It's been great, really very good. And we did have a session with our senior vice president today, Cliff Godwin, giving up the roadmap and what's coming up in
10 new apps, right?
Yes, and 10 new mobile apps we've released today. It's really a good day to be here. And
yeah.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, Cliff's an exciting guy. We had him on earlier too, so it's that had to have been a great session. I'm sorry,
yes.
I'm missing that.
Yeah.
So what's coming up that you're excited about? Any new sessions you really are looking forward to get into, or maybe the Aerosmith concert or whatever?
Yeah, actually, I have a session tomorrow. I'm doing a session at 11:30 a.m. on testing e-business with and best practices from Oracle development, and maybe Aerosmith.
Are you nervous about your session?
No, not at all. I've been fully prepared for the session, and this is not something that we do day in and day out, and that's what I'm going to tell customers, that if we are doing and it's working fine for us, and it's probably a recommendation for you to do it, just hoping to get to the session.
So you're mostly just excited about ready to get,
yes,
to get to it.
Excited, very much.
All right, well, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on.
Thank you so much, Mikkel.
All right, Prashanthi, go and enjoy yourself, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for having me at the OAUG radio session. It's been fun.
No problem. It's supposed to be.
Thank you.
I'm Michael Lauer here at Oracle Open World 2014. We'll see you in a bit.